stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
From emails to the destination spotlight now, that's the transition we're making for today's e-block as we check in on St. Augustine, Florida. Before we look at a city that offers a very different way to experience the Sunshine State, we're sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
Gifts that take you places, that's something we can all enjoy. You heard us talking about that earlier in the show with our latest travel poll results. And this weekend, our listeners will receive up to 25% off site-wide at TravelPro.com.
Equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories, Mary and I travel with their Platinum Elite and Roundtrip collections. Rudy prefers the Max Light series. And whether it's holiday or winter travel, an important getaway or business travel, folks, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, well, it is quality luggage. Go get your new luggage sets or gift some new luggage at TravelPro.com. Save 25%. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, as Robert said, we're going to connect with America's oldest city. Waiting for us on the show hotline is the CEO of their CVB, Susan Phillips.
Susan, good morning. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Good morning. It's so nice to talk with you.
Well, nice to have you aboard with us today. So, you know, I know earlier in your career that you worked with Delta Airlines. You were very involved in the management of their Delta vacation offerings. That means you understand pricing and what, you know, makes something desirable to travelers. Since we have so many listeners tuned in across the country right now with us, share some things that you say make St. Augustine a desirable destination that travelers should come experience.
Well, I tell you, there's a lot of things that people will want to come here and experience. And just to start off with, right now, I just have to talk about what we're dealing with at this time. We are celebrating our 30th annual Knights of Light celebration. It is a celebration that goes way back in time and has a lot of traditional things that happen here that includes the illumination of the city with over 3 million white lights. So this is, I think, we're on one of the top 10 lists for the best light displays in the world. And that's just a fun thing just to come here just during the holiday season. But in addition to that, it's the history. People don't realize the history that we have that goes way back in time, and it really comes up to the present future. We not only have, you know, Spanish history, French history, British history, but also Black African-American history. And we're starting to tell that story that not only from the beginning of time, but up through the Civil Rights Movement and how St. Augustine and Ponte Vedra were involved in that. In addition to that, you must come here for the beaches. We have 42 miles of pristine beaches. You won't find anything more beautiful. But in the midst of that, though, we have a highly walkable town. Most of our buildings in the downtown area cannot be over three stories high. So it has a unique European ambiance look. But, of course, then we have the waterways. We've got the beautiful Atlantic Ocean. We've got the St. John's River. We've got creeks and all sorts of ways for people to get outside, outdoors, right, on the waterways and explore our destination.
Susan, I want to go back a little bit to something that you said earlier, because I think it's important to point out, because I think it really sets St. Augustine apart. You did talk about tradition and history, and in 13 months, St. Augustine will celebrate 460 years. It is a city billed as the oldest city in America. It's truly a gem of a city. And I think unlike Orlando or Tampa or Miami, it really does offer a very different way to experience Florida, but also to experience a city within the United States with all the Spanish Renaissance that you touched on a little bit, revival. Talk a little bit about the fact that I think it's a great city for families, but I also think it's a really great city for couples.
It is, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because a lot of people think about it just in one, you know, context. We start off with children. Elementary school, actually fourth grade children in elementary school in the state of Florida have to come here to learn about history in St. Augustine, Florida. A lot of those children come with their parents and chaperones, and then they come back later as adults, as couples, as families to experience the ambiance and all the unique things that you just can't find in other cities. So it definitely sets us apart. And also, it is a melting pot. You know, when we look back at all of the influences of different cultures, different groups and entities that have come here, that's really formed us and made us who we are today. So you still have a lot of the authenticity from way back, including a lot of multi-year after year generation of families that have restaurants here, that have recipes that they pass down, and they continue to share those traditions here in St. Augustine.
Something that, just listening to you, you can't share that about a lot of places in our country. I know 2 weeks ago we checked in on Naples, another terrific city, frankly, in Florida. They bill themselves as the golf capital of the world. I know you spent time in Myrtle Beach, so I would suggest that the folks listening listening right now in Myrtle Beach, they would challenge Naples for that. But the reason I'm bringing it up to you is if you are a golfer, the St. Augustine area, they're going to make you very happy. Plus, you've got all the coastline and this and that. But, you know, we've got probably about 40 seconds or so with you right now. So share with us right now, if you will, Susie, you know, something surprising. Maybe it's an interesting fact about St. Augustine that you say our listeners may not know, but they should, and it could entice them to come visit.
I've got a really great fact, and this is something that I learned when I moved here 6 years ago, didn't have a clue about, and it was so exciting. It's one of my favorite things that I tell people. Come see Flagler College, which is a great college here in St. Augustine, Florida. It has the world's largest collection of Tiffany stained glass windows. So it's got a total of 70 Louis Comfort Tiffany stained glass windows. They are beautiful, and it's in the cafeteria. A lot of it's in the cafeteria of where these students go to. Now, you've got to keep in mind that Flagler College, the main campus building, was once the magnificent Ponce de Leon hotel, and that was built by Henry Flagler. So,
and on that,
a whole other conversation.
That is, because that's all railroads and this and that is another conversation, Susan.
Exactly.
Folks, I want to give you the website you need to go to plan your own trip and make your own travels there. It's floridashistoriccoast.com, and Florida's is with an S plural, floridashistoriccoast.com. Have a great Christmas, Susan. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you. You too.
Take care, Susan.
Thank you so much.
All right, Mary, there we go. St. Augustine, Florida, America's oldest city, is where we're going to wrap hour one of the show this week. Hour two is going to kick off with a national communal forum in just a few minutes. Plus, still ahead, Jay Leno and a lot more over the next 60 minutes of today's broadcast. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show, everyone. Don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.